Then one day Maggie came to the group eager to discuss a remarkable experience she'd had the previous weekend at an EMDR training for professionals. At that time, I'd heard only that EMDR was a new fad in which therapists wiggled their fingers in front of patients' eyes. To me and my academic colleagues, it sounded like yet another of the crazes that have always plagued psychiatry, and I was convinced that this would turn out to be another of Maggie's misadventures. Maggie told us that during her EMDR session, she had vividly remembered her father's rape when she was 7, remembered it from inside her child's body. She could feel physically how small she was. She could feel her father's huge body on top of her and could smell the alcohol in his breath. And yet, she told us, even as she relived the incident, she was able to observe it from the point of view of her 29-year-old self. She burst into tears. "I was such a little girl. How could a huge man do this to a little girl?" She cried for a while and then said, "It's over now. I now know what happened. It wasn't my fault. I was a little girl and there was nothing I could do to keep him from molesting me." I was astounded. I had been looking for a long time for a way to help people revisit their traumatic past without becoming re-traumatized. It seemed that Maggie had had an experience as lifelike as a flashback and yet had not been hijacked by it. Could EMDR make it safe for people to access the imprints of trauma? Could it then transform them into memories of events that had happened far in the past? Maggie had a few more EMDR sessions and remained in our group long enough for us to see how she changed. She was much less angry, but she kept that sardonic sense of humor that I enjoyed so much. A few months later, she got involved with a very different kind of man than she'd ever been attracted to before. She left the group, announcing that she'd resolved her trauma, and I decided it was time for me to get trained in EMDR. EMDR, first exposures. Like many scientific advances, EMDR originated with a chance observation. One day in 1987, psychologist Francine Shapiro was walking through a park, preoccupied with some painful memories, when she noticed that rapid eye movements produced a dramatic relief from her distress. How could a major treatment modality grow from such a brief experience? How is it possible that such a simple process had not been noted before? Initially skeptical about her observation, she subjected her method to years of experimentation and research, gradually building it into a standardized process that could be taught and tested in controlled studies.